ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 889. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the AFP, the commander of Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said that destroying Israel was now an achievable goal. 4 decades on from Iran's Islamic Revolution, we have managed to obtain the capacity to destroy the imposter Zionist regime, Major General Hossein Soleimani was quoted saying by the IRGC's SEPA news site. This sinister regime must be wiped off the map, and this is no longer a dream, but it is an achievable goal, Soleimani said. The remarks were made at a biannual meeting in Tehran for commanders of the IRGC amid rising tensions between Iran and the U.S. and its allies. Iran has been on edge, fearing an attack. On the country over a drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry earlier this month, attributed to Tehran. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed the attack, but the U.S. alleges Iran carried out the assault. Second, today, under the sign category of increased persecution of believers, according to Christianity Today, Islamic extremist group Boko Haram released a video showing the execution of 2 Christian aid workers in Nigeria. Lawrence Duna Darsigia and Godfrey Ali Shikagom, both members of the Church of Christ in Nigeria, COCIN in Plateau State, are shown kneeling while 3 masked armed men stand behind them in a video posted September the 22nd on Boko Haram's Amaq news agency site. The 2 young men who had gone to Maiduguri to help build shelters for people displaced by Islamic extremist violence are then shot from behind. Speaking in the Hausa language, the middle one of the 3 terrorists says in the video that they have vowed to kill every Christian they capture in revenge for Muslims killed in past religious conflicts in Nigeria. Dar Sajia and Shikagam, originally from Plateau State's Maingu County, were captured by Boko Haram, now called the Islamic State in West Africa province, as they carried out their work in displaced persons camps. Third, today, under the sign category of the rise of the kings of the East, according to the Washington Post, military planners in Washington and elsewhere will be taking note of new missile technology displayed by China, particularly a hypersonic ballistic nuclear missile believed capable of breaching all existing anti-missile shields deployed by the U.S. and its allies. The vehicle-mounted Dongfeng 17 or DF-17 was the standout among weapons showed off at a military parade on Tuesday, marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese state under communism. Those also include the Dongfeng 41 or DF-41, an intercontinental ballistic missile with a range of 15,000 kilometers, China's longest range weapon that could reach the United States in 30 minutes. The DF-17 hyperglide vehicle can be launched from a missile and once separated can reach more than five times the speed of sound, according to analysts. That speed and its use of multiple independently targetable reentry vehicles, a technology known as MIRV, to deliver its warheads makes it far more difficult to detect and intercept. Some analysts have called the missile a threat to regional stability because its speed allows far less time to determine whether to fire nuclear weapons in response. Fourth, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to VOA News, health experts are warning the world to prepare for a major pandemic, but the experts say they just do not know when it will strike. A special health monitoring group gave the warning to world leaders last week at the United Nations General Assembly. The group is called the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. It operates independently of the World Health Organization and the World Bank. The board was set up last year to prepare a yearly report on the possibility of a pandemic. The first report was frightening. The group said the next pandemic could move around the world in as little as 36 hours. It said the disease could kill up to 80 million people and cause serious economic losses for the entire world. The Global Preparedness Monitoring Board also said conflict between nations and forced migration both increase the likelihood of diseases spreading. It urged countries to establish emergency preparedness from the local level on up, to build trust and to work to improve the way medical experts react to serious health threats. Fifth, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Times of Israel, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on Saturday issued further threats against Israel, saying the Lebanese terror organization's unprecedented levels of intelligence would soon lead to its fighters entering occupied Palestine. In an interview series published this week on the website of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Nasrallah boasted of the terror group's intelligence capabilities. "We have extensive, unprecedented information on all the events that happened to the enemy, both by public and secret means," Nasrallah said. we have very good information. In various ways, Hezbollah obtains the necessary information for any future war or military action on the part of the Israeli enemy. The enemy is on the defensive. We have always been on the defensive. Now we are in attack mode. We are threatening them, and we will enter occupied Palestine, Nasrallah said. Hezbollah is seen by Israel as one of its most dangerous enemies, with an arsenal of rockets and missiles larger than that of most countries. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today, my beloved, is Jeremiah 33, verses 19 through 22, which reads, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, If ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measure, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me." Now allow me to share with you some comments on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by the late Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Hansen. The word of God comes again to Jeremiah in 33:19 with a special message that appears in verses 20 through 22. It is impossible to break God's covenant. Only if it were possible to break the covenant of day and night could God's covenant with David be broken. But because that is impossible, it's also impossible for God's covenant to both houses to be rendered null and void. Jeremiah then concludes by speaking of the multiplication of the houses of David and Levi in verse 22. Just as the host of heaven cannot be counted and the sand of the sea cannot be measured, so will the seed of David and Levi be multiplied. In other words, the house of David will grow large. This promise is not limited to the fact that David has one eternal descendant, the God-man Jesus, the Messiah. This promise extends much further than that. David will have so many descendants that they will become innumerable. And what is true of David is also true of Levi. Levi will have so many descendants that they too will become innumerable. These things are guaranteed because God's covenant is an everlasting one. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for giving us understanding, Lord, and knowledge regarding your second coming. Help us to live like it. Help us to cherish your second coming and have it to change us from the inside out, to be men and women, boys and girls of faith and of the blessed hope, believing in the second coming of Christ. We pray until then, until we meet again, that souls would be saved, Christians would be revived, your holy name glorified, and Jesus Christ exalted. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Pardon me. Our second coming quote for today is from Charles Spurgeon. He said, "To be despised and rejected of men is the Christian's lot. Even among his fellow Christians, he will not always stand in good repute." It is not unqualified kindness or total love that we receive, even from these saints. If you look to Christ's bride herself for your reward, you will miss it. If you expect to receive your crown from the hand of your brothers in the ministry, you know your labors and who ought to sympathize with your trials, you will be mistaken. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, is your time of recompense. Not today, not tomorrow, or at any time in this world. Reckon nothing that you acquire, no honor that you gain, to be the reward of your service to your Master. That dividend is reserved for the time when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Let's pray.